John chapter 2. 2 days later, there was a wedding in the town of Cana in Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had been invited to the wedding. We wonder whether Jesus and the disciples had been invited, but Mary hadn't, but she still came because she was the proud mother. When the wine had finished, Jesus' mother said to him, "They've got no wine left." It's like, nudge, nudge, come on, Jesus, why don't you do a miracle? "You mustn't tell me what to do," Jesus told her, "because my time has not yet come." So, as always, Jesus is interpreting these things spiritually. He's saying that my time, that's his time to die on the cross, hasn't come. As soon as he talked about wine, the spiritual mind of Jesus immediately thought about his blood, because that's what that's how he understood wine, as representing his blood. So Mary's like, nudge, nudge, come on, Jesus. They run out of wine. And he's like, well, no, my time hasn't come to die yet, Mum. But then Jesus' mother tells the servants, do whatever he tells you to do. Now, there were 6 stone water jars there, which the Jews used for purifying themselves. That is, they used the water for purifying themselves. Each one was large enough to hold about 100 litres, so they were very big. Jesus said to the servants, fill these jars up with water. And they filled them up right up to the brim. And then Jesus told them, now, take them and draw out to the man in charge of the feast. They took him the water, which now had turned into wine, and he tasted it, but he didn't know where this wine had come from. But the servants who had drawn it out, they knew. So he called the bridegroom and said to him, everyone else serves the best wine first. And after the guests have had plenty to drink, he then serves the ordinary wine. But you've kept the best until last. Jesus performed this, his first miracle, in Cana. And there he manifested his glory, and the disciples believed in him. After this, Jesus and his mother, brothers, and disciples went to Capernaum and were there for a few days. So, you can see how Jesus changes the most ordinary things like water into something refined and beautiful like wine. And you see the beautiful way in which he does it, in this humble way, so that the person who was running the whole wedding feast didn't even know Jesus had done it. Just the servants, the lowest people, they knew. And they were the people that Jesus was trying to convert. The humble servants. And if we want to be his people, we've got to be those humble servants. It was coming up to the time for the Passover feast, so Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And in the temple he found men who were selling sheep and other animals and pigeons and the money changers sitting at their tables. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all the animals out of the temple, the sheep and the animals, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and threw their coins on the floor. And he ordered the men who were selling pigeons, take these out of here. Do not make my father's house like a marketplace. And the disciples remembered how the scripture says, zeal for your house, O God, has burnt me up. The Jewish leaders then asked him a question. What miracle can you perform to show us that you really have got the authority to do what you've just done? Jesus replied, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will build it again. How can you build it in 3 days? They said. It's taken 46 years for this temple to be built. But Jesus spoke of the temple of his body. So when Jesus had resurrected from the dead, the disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and what Jesus had said. While Jerusalem was having the Passover festival and Jesus was there, many there in Jerusalem believed in him when they saw the miracles that he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. And there was no need for people to tell him because he himself knew what is in man. So that's why he didn't commit himself to them, because he knew what was in man. He knows how weak is human nature. And that is the great comfort, that Jesus knows how weak human nature really is. He really does know how weak human nature is. And it doesn't justify our sin, but it does comfort us that Jesus knows and that he is sympathetic.